producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome into the second hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. This second hour is going to be recorded exclusively from the floor of the Cambridge House Vancouver Resource Investment Conference. We're kicking off this second hour talking to a regular contributor, Jayant Bhandari. Jayant, thanks for sitting down with me.
Thanks for having me, Corey.
Now, Jayant, I wanted to get into, first of all, talking about gold and your outlook as to why you think gold will start to get a buy. And then we're going to talk about some global issues that, in your eyes, might be a little bit overblown. So first of all, let's just get your outlook for gold in the next medium to long term.
Well, Corey, if you recall my conversations with you about a year and one and a half, 2 years back, I used to have no opinion on gold. I have quite substantially changed my views on gold price going forward. And the reason is that economies around the world are stagnating. And they are stagnating primarily because of one reason, and that reason is that governments around the world are suffocating entrepreneurial spirit in the society. They have inculcated a sense of entitlement among the masses, and the result is that businesses around the world are stagnating. The only exception I see is China, and an economic environment where entrepreneurialism is suffocated. People tend to buy gold. That is exactly the reason why people in Pakistan, India, Bangladesh, Myanmar, Thailand buy so much gold, because their economies are so suffocated that investors in those countries don't really see any opportunity except to put their money in gold.
Now, these companies that you're focusing on outside of China, are they the emerging markets that are really struggling, or are you also looking at North America?
That is exactly the reason why American dollar is doing well. The reason is that the developing countries are stagnating much worse than the developed countries are. And the reason is that these people got free gift of technology from the Western countries over the last three decades. And the free gift was delivered to them through Santa Claus, through the internet pipeline. Now, that pipeline has been used up to the capacity. They have absorbed as much of free gift of technology they could absorb. And most of these developing countries, instead of building their capital and manufacturing base, used up the low-hanging fruit to increase their consumption. So when you go to Africa, when you go to South America, Southeast Asia, people have just used up their increased wealth for consumption purposes rather than building a capital and manufacturing base. That is the reason why I think their economies are stagnating, because they have not really added to their capital and, most importantly, intellectual capital. They haven't really developed the concept of critical thinking and creativity within their societies.
Now, you think a struggling emerging market world is going to provide enough buying into gold to substantially raise the price? Because usually we are told that price only rises when we do get, especially the U.S., in there buying.
As I said, economies around the world are stagnating. North Europe tells you clearly that their economies are stagnating, and you can see a picture of that through the negative yielding sovereign bonds of many European countries. Now, even in the U.S., a lot of companies are sitting on trillions of dollars worth of cash, earning them a negative real interest rate. So negative yields are becoming commonplace in the West, which is a symptom of stagnant economies. it's not so well accepted in the West so far because the stock markets were doing very well. But eventually these people will come to recognize that their investment is not offering them a real yield. Once they recognize them across the board in the Western economies, they will start buying more gold and silver, and it does not take much volume of gold and silver to be bought before shortage erupts in this market.
Now, in recent months, and more so even in the most recent weeks, the weakness in the U.S., the U.S. markets especially, has been blamed on China. You don't have such a negative outlook on China, do you?
Well, I think most importantly, we have developed a culture of blaming other people for our problems. So India is blaming its problems on falling oil prices. India is the biggest beneficiary of fallen oil prices, and why should Western countries worry about what is happening in China? They should be self-dependent. They should look within for problems in what is happening in their countries. China is an easy scapegoat for problems for people around the world, mostly because people have this strange love for a very stupid concept called democracy. China is not a democracy, and that actually makes it a much better country than other countries are. I'm actually quite optimistic about China, and I think China is the only country, only major country in the world, which has the ingredients to catch up with the West in the near future.
Do you say that they have the ingredients to catch up with the West because of their current plan, and I believe it's even stated, to move away from some of the industrial-type state that it is and more into a services-based?
I like the Chinese way of industrial base. I like extra money to go into savings and capital investments. I don't even understand why IMF and World Bank wants people to spend all their money in consumption. My grandmom, who was a better economist than most people in IMF and World Bank, used to teach me to save and invest rather than consume. So I prefer the investment path, even if some of those investments are malinvestments. Actually, at least they are not wasted money in luxury items and useless consumption.
So you like the infrastructure build-out that China has done, even considering that they have some of these ghost cities?
Corey, I have been to many of those ghost cities. I go to China quite often, and this is a surprising thing. I have seen many of those ghost cities, and when I go back to those ghost cities 5 years later, they are well-populated. Media likes to portray the first part of the story. It does not portray what happens 5 years later. I'm not saying those ghost cities always get filled up, but so often they do. But the media does not report it because it's somehow inclined to highlight the negative aspects of China rather than the positive aspects of China.
So, Jayant, if we look forward to China's projected growth, which has been declining, still came in last year at around 6.5 to 7%, so they stated. Do you think that this downward trend will continue?
Well, I continue to be very optimistic. I don't do these numbers, so I don't know what the growth figure will continue to be. But when I go to China, I think what I anecdotally see is that those guys continue to do the right things. They have the right attitude. They like to save and invest. And when I go to smaller places in China, Corey, they are very unique people in China. They are much different from people in smaller places in the rest of the developing world. And I go to most of the developing countries. remember, Chinese IQ is about 105, which is among the highest IQ in the world. And that is why I told you earlier, they have the ingredients to match up with the West and probably exceed the Western civilization.
Interesting comments, Giant. A nice, sort of different take than what we've been reading in a lot of the media here in the U.S. It's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out, but it is nice to hear from somebody who has actually had their boots on the ground. Thank you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation Defender from Reputation.com can help you protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation Defender right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Your
your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. Continuing our coverage live from the floor of the Cambridge House Vancouver Resource Investment Conference, I have sitting down with me Mr. Wendell Zerb, the President and CEO of Exeter Resource Corporation. Wendell, we are going to dive into your job, I guess, before you were President and CEO of Exeter, and that's when you were an analyst over at Canaccord. You searched, looked around, you were very active, you still are very active in the junior resource space, but let's talk about what you're seeing in the industry. Some people are saying this is the worst bear market that we have seen. Where do you stand on that argument?
I think there's absolutely no doubt that this down cycle has been one of the worst that we've probably seen in the last 30, 35 years. You know, there's a number of different ways that you can measure how bad it is in any particular market. But, you know, when I go back with my, you know, last 30 years in the industry, I think there's a few things that do stand out. You know, when you look at how difficult it has been for small cap mineral exploration development companies to raise capital, certainly in one of those terrible bear markets. You can look at the share erosion as a significant measure of how bad it is. And then I think what also sort of comes into play is that all the commodities have come off from highs, and downtrending commodity prices in U.S. dollars always spell terrible times for our industry. So it hasn't just been with the juniors. It goes all the way up to the senior mining companies, in particular some of the base metal companies that have, you know, compromised balance sheets. And you put all of those things together, and it works its way from top all the way down. And I think what really hit me as this being one of the worst bear markets we've seen is going back into sort of the end of the first quarter in 2015, we saw another sort of tick down in metal prices, and we saw a big, again, tick down in some of the gold equities and some of the base metal equities. And that really, I think, started to propel things and made it much more difficult for everybody in this industry. So without a doubt in my mind, today, looking at all of the things that we just talked about, yeah, this is definitely one of the worst I've ever seen.
Now, Wendell, do you think that one of the main drivers of how poor everything in resources is performing right now is due a lot to the slowdown that we're seeing around the world, especially in China?
Well, I think there's a whole bunch of factors that come into play. You can't just delve into one thing, but the global growth worldwide obviously has a big net effect in a lot of the commodities. So if you stick with that particular theme, China, isn't growing. They're devaluing currency. The urbanization hasn't been quite as significant as it was in the past. And you look at the oversupply of some of the metals that are already in place. You know, all of that together is a big reflection on how parts of the metal industry end up performing. So that's a big factor. The strength of U.S. dollar, I mean, the U.S. economy is one of the only economies that's seen any light, so to speak. So the strength of the U.S. dollar, everybody measures commodities in U.S. denominated terms, so they're all down. And, you know, that's a big reflection on the industry as well. But I think the biggest thing, how these metal companies and their balance sheets look. Big debt levels, and then you get a reduction in the actual metal prices, so servicing that debt becomes more difficult. They've been divesting of assets versus accumulating assets, and it's a vicious circle. Nobody wants to invest in these companies because their balance sheets are off, the metal prices are off, and global growth isn't going anywhere. All of that spells difficulties for our particular sector.
So when we do see a turn, will it be the major companies that lead the charge again? Because as you just mentioned, you dive into some of their balance sheets and they are heavily in debt and they're offloading a lot of properties, even royalties, which we just saw Teck do earlier, I believe it was last week, to Sandstorm.
Well, I think there's a really good chance that the majors are leading performers when things turn. But I think we don't want to confuse a situation that drives the equity market versus, you know, full stability of those particular metal prices. When you do get a shift in the supply-demand fundamentals, and let's use copper as an example. You know, copper's eroded from levels of $4 down to $2 per pound U.S. in copper. When you get the supply-demand fundamentals starting to look like they're changing, you'll start to see a tick up in those metal prices. And when you get that trend going the other way, usually the first reaction is, and the first thing that starts to outperform are the levered companies. So it doesn't matter where your starting point is on that copper price. If it's moving and trending in the right direction and people think the future is going to be better, those equities will perform very, very well, even if their balance sheets are not perfect yet.
These companies, even though they have high amounts of debt, will still be able to refinance, probably.
I don't want to agree or disagree with that. I think everything is going to be circumstantial. But if the investment community believes that things are turning around, supply-demand fundamentals are improving, metal prices will continue to improve, the natural thought is that these companies are going to perform better and they'll be able to service that debt. With that could come the belief that they'll refinance or what have you. But I think it's just that general change in sentiment based on fundamentals that are improving.
Now, you have a chart that shows the peaks and the troughs that the TSX Venture has gone through, showing the long-term, almost cycles, in this market. Where do we stand right now?
So the TSX Venture, to me, and the predecessor exchanges to the TSX Venture, going back, call it 25, 30 years, it's a small cap exchange that really deals with, you know, early exploration growth resource companies, oil and gas companies, some tech or biotech companies. So to me, it's a measure of speculative capital coming into those earlier stage companies. You get these trends of money coming in and strong, strong performance for those particular companies. Then you get the down cycles like the one we're in today, where all of that speculative capital erodes, is gone, there's disinterest. Well, when you look at where we're at today, we're certainly in a five-year down cycle that's as bad as any that we've seen. The worst down cycles that we've seen are typically about 5 years. So you could turn around and say, we must be very near the bottom. And I think we actually are. But you need to change that sentiment behind these small companies. People have to believe that putting money behind them gives them the opportunity for appreciation. You know, I don't think we're quite there yet. I think what we do need to see is, I think we need to see that perception change. Maybe it's a change in how the majors are performing. Maybe it's an uptick in metals. But we're not quite there yet. But investors that get involved in these type of companies, they'll greatly benefit starting at the bottoms of these cycles.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing our coverage from the floor of the Vancouver Cambridge House Resource Investment Conference. I'm sitting down right now with one of the all-stars in the mining industry, continuing a little bit of our legend series here, Mr. Brent Cook. Brent, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Corey. Always a pleasure to be here.
Brent, I'm excited to bring you on today because, as we've been chatting off mic, you said, I'm positive for the first time in a while. You want to explain why?
I am. I mean, as you know, or certainly my readers know, I've been pretty negative on the sector for the past 4 or 5 years. I mean, how much worse can it get? We're down 80-90% on the sector from the high. There's not a lot of downside left. We know mining is cyclical. It's always been cyclical. You can follow that all the way back to the salt trade in Africa. And we're bouncing along what I think is probably going to turn out to be a bottom. I don't know where that's going to be, but I think what I'm seeing in terms of people looking into this sector, I'm seeing generalists coming in, contrarian type investors, saying, look, this sector is really beat up. It's hammered. They're starting to come in. Likewise, in my newsletter, it's interesting. I have a pretty steady group of people. They don't leave very often, not much turnover. But late or early last year, March, April, people started leaving, had been with me for 5, 6, 7 years. And it was just, we're out, I'll be back when it turns around, I just can't stand it anymore. November, December, and into January this year, we're seeing these people come back and more. So I'm starting to see a groundswell. I'm particularly keen on precious metals, gold, for a number of geopolitical reasons that you guys cover in much more detail than I want to go into, but it's finally starting to make sense.
Now, from a company perspective, are you seeing, it sounds like these retail investors actually enter the market, or are they just more gaining interest in the market again?
They're entering. They're paying for my newsletter, which is a serious commitment, and they're entering. So it's good to see. And I think, you know, you look around the conference here, and these people have been through a few cycles, and they understand how it works, and they're here looking for pickup, you know, solid, honest assets that are going to turn out to be very low prices. And that's how you make money in this sector.
Now, next segment, we're going to be chatting to a new colleague of yours, which I'm excited to bring him on the show. So we won't focus on that side of your business, but talking about the junior companies that you focus on, I would say. What areas have been interesting you? Obviously, you said precious metals, but is it location-wise? Is it management-wise? What is it?
No, that's a good point. I mean, I am positive, and, you know, bringing on another person at this stage in the market, you know, took a bit of convincing my wife, I guess I could say. But I brought Joe on. He's a top geologist. I've been in the field with him a lot. And I brought him on because he has a much better handle on the mid-sized companies, the single asset producers and the development stories, which I think are probably the assets that are going to go be the first to start really ticking up and be acquired by the majors. So we've added, three mid-tier producers, a couple of development companies, and that's sort of what I'm looking at in terms of why I'm expanding the business. I'm also really keen to get into exploration. That's what I really love, and that's where you make your really money. There's just been so little exploration going on at Positive, but we see the occasional discovery. We bought one today, to be honest with you. It's looking good. It's got a good feel to it.
Now, one aspect that I always find interesting walking around these shows, chatting with people, is you are seeing a lot of the same companies show up here. But some of these companies are continuing to advance their properties. So when you're looking at these companies and saying, I'm going to take a position now, or at least they're on my radar, is it based on current metal prices, or is it based 1 to 2 years out where you think the market's going?
Well, to be honest, I don't base my investment decisions on what I think the gold price is going to be or copper price is going to be per se. What I base it on is what the profitability and margin of the deposit they have or the deposit they're in the process of proving out is going to be. So I just want to own the best of the best. I don't have to own everything, but if I can buy a company whose production costs are in the lowest quartile about, or whose deposit looks like it offers the potential to become something like that, those are going to be valuable regardless of the gold price stays flat, goes up. That's my focus, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I completely understand. And I think that is obviously a good way to look at companies. You just look at bare bones, really. You dig down deep into the companies. That's what I like doing on their financials. But coming at it from another angle, too, is we are seeing some of the big companies offload properties. We're also seeing some of the medium-sized companies offload properties. Are these just the garbage properties that these companies are getting rid of, or are you seeing some potentially high-quality properties being moved along?
Well, by and large, these are the garbage properties. But, no, there are some good projects that just don't fit in with a large company's makeup. They're not big enough, or they don't want to spend the time on it. But a small group can come in and take that on, lower the price. I mean, look at New Market Gold. That's the company that's done that. You know, revamp it. So there are some good projects coming out of the majors, but not a lot.
Now, when you look at companies, too, how much weight do you put on how much cash they have in the bank?
A lot.
Yeah.
A lot. Certainly, for the junior explorers, I want to see a company that's got the ability to survive for 2 years.
So it's 2 years. That's your
two,
time.
Okay. 2 years of actually doing something worthwhile, not 2 years of paying
themselves. The lights on.
Yeah, no, I want to see someone that can do something and survive for 2 years, and more importantly, has the technical and financial intelligence to recognize when to quit a property and what a good property looks like versus a bad project. If you throw just that screen on, you get rid of 90% of the companies on the venture exchange.
When you look around this conference here, I know it's hard to say an exact number, but How much quality do you see here?
That's a tough question. I would say in terms of the companies presenting, this is higher quality than usual. I mean, most of the guys can't afford to be here anymore. But I would say 33% of the companies have something that offers the chance of being worthwhile.
Okay. Yeah, it is interesting to see just how these shows have continued to shrink, more or less. And now you are seeing the same names at most of these shows, and it is showing that they do have some money in the bank, and it's very important, especially when they're telling you about their story, and they're also not asking you if you're interested in a private placement, is it?
Right, exactly.
So, Brent, as a general takeaway for investors, as what you're telling your subscribers, is now a time to be aggressively buying stocks, or is it a time to be building your shopping list and waiting for a turn, or is it kind of in between where, as Doc says, nibbling away at some of the stuff?
That's a good question. I think, number one, and I had this question with someone yesterday, I think it's time to recognize your losses, the ones that aren't worth a damn. Don't stand a chance. Just get out of those. Take that money to put something you have confidence in that looks like it, you know, that it really will work. That's number one. Number two, I think be very, very selective. I think it's a good idea to buy half a position of what you want and hope you can buy the other half for less. Those are the two things I would suggest. I've been a lot more aggressive. Over the past 3 months, I've bought about five new companies, which is a lot for me in that short period of time. So I'm getting more aggressive.
How many companies do you have in your portfolio, or is there a maximum limit that you like to say, look, I can cover this many, I like to know about these?
Excellent point. I think, and this is my full-time job, I think if I can keep it below 20 companies, that's about right. That's how many I can effectively keep track of. Yeah, and I think 20 is the max that anyone should really have, even if that's their full-time job.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think sometimes people spread themselves a little bit too thin. And quite frankly, if you want to put money into a bunch of companies, then go buy one of the ETFs. I wouldn't recommend that because I think this is a stock picker's game. But it's important to have a general idea of how many stocks you can actively follow and stay up to date, because as we saw when we're recording this on Monday, there's a big news release that came out from two companies actually, and it moved the stocks appreciably higher, and you need to be on top of those moves and not have it almost bogged down by too much news and analysis out there. Go check out Brent's website, Exploration Insights.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Do you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against Fight Premature Birth and Birth Defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Continuing our coverage live from the Vancouver Resource Investment Conference. I hope everyone enjoyed our chat with Brent Cook in the last segment. I'm bringing on Brent's new colleague here that I think is very interesting to me. I'm pretty sure all of you will enjoy what he has to say. His name is Joe Mazumdar. And Joe, your background, if you could give us a little bit on that. Where did you come from? How did Brent find you?
My background is mostly industry, so I spent a lot of time, like about 10 years in exploration geology, working mostly outside of Canada, Australia and South America. And then I went back and did my second master's in mineral economics at the School of Mines in Colorado, and then I started working on the financial side, corporate development, strategic planning, business planning, that sort of stuff for companies like Newmont and Phelps Dodge. So most of my history has been with big companies, so I really... In the junior part, I didn't really know that much until I worked for Newmont. We used to actually invest in some of these companies. And then I've had some friends that said that maybe, you know, working on the analyst side would be good. And so I, over the last 6 years, I've been working as a sell-side analyst based out of Vancouver. And then what I thought about this part was working or doing something at Exploration Insights was more about more ownership of the publication, being able to, you know, more freedom of what we talked about, when we talked about it. As I did an interview recently at CEO.ca, was really basically trying to talk about doing, I mean, lack of a better word, ethical research, sort of like what Tomasso's does with a very independent research, the same sort of thing in Canada, and doing eventually getting to the point where I'm doing exactly the same thing I did at the sell side.
Well, and now working with Brent, we all know Brent is focused on the junior companies. You said that's not really your experience, although you do have some experience there. Brent brought you on to focus on these mid-cap companies, these producers, single asset companies that are putting out some pretty good numbers, aren't they?
Yeah, well, the thing is about that part of the industry is the exploration side like, to be contrarian, there's not too many people doing exploration. And so to find the ones that are doing the right thing and maintaining their share structure, not being over dilutive, is very important. So that part of the letter does not change. It almost gets more important. But the thing is that what we're trying to do is expand the letter and the subscription and possess more subscribers by saying, hey, for those of you that need more liquidity and like to trade, here's what we'll do. We'll look at developers. Because the other part we have is there's a paucity of developers. Because the big companies, they're not developing projects, they're selling projects. And so the people that can actually bring projects in and are financed right now in this gold price environment should look good when we're coming out the other side. They're not looking to buy, get money to put the thing into production and then permit it. They've already done that. So they've done a lot of the hard lifting. And so those are the ones we want to look at. But it doesn't mean to say that there might not be more technical risks, like, you know, your Rubicons, we've had the Midways, we've had, blah, 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 blah. So there still needs to be some filtration, and we might like something one day, and we might not like it the next day. And that ability at that point is one really good part of the newsletter. When we are saying we bail, we're not saying to do something that we're not doing ourselves. You do what you like, but we sold our position. And when we don't like something, we'll tell you, and this is why we don't like it, and if we like it again, this is what we're looking for. And with the development and the producers, that's what we'll say as well. But then we need a little bit more structure around understanding the financing, understand their balance sheet, understanding if they're cash flowing. That sort of stuff is really what I'd like to bring as well to the letter.
Well, I've been saying for the last, let's say, year, that these mid-cap companies are the ones to watch, especially when the market does come back, because even in these flat markets, and I love looking into balance sheets, that's my background, you can see that they are making money, they are cash flowing, and in some cases, they're even using that money to continue exploring. And when you're at the bottom of markets, in bear markets, that's when these wealth transfers happen. And that's why I think some of these mid-tiers, yeah, they might get taken over, but some of them also might make that move to that large cap company, won't they?
Well, the thing is about the mid-tiers is really they're the only ones that can show growth, because once you get up to 3+ million ounces, geologically, it's hard to grow at a level where you could show a return, which is right now what the investors are looking for. They're not looking for an NPV dollar greater than zero. Now I want a 20% IRR, which is a completely different way for the gold industry to think. To get a 20% IRR on a project that moves the needle for a big company is next to impossible. Okay, but for a smaller company, it's much easier, because I'm not making that big of an upfront capital expenditure, and I don't need that big of a project to move my needle. So you can see not only a higher IRR project coming from these smaller companies, but also potentially growth, which is something no investor is asking from the big companies. If anything, they want you to shrink and generate more free cash flow.
Now, where do you take these companies? Because these mid-cap companies, some of them, at least, don't have huge resources on the book. They're not saying, look at this mine that we can mine for the next 15 years. They're saying, you know, we have 4 years, 5 years left, but we're still exploring. Do you still look favorably on these companies?
Without the production?
With the current production, but just a short time frame.
Yes. Well, here's the thing is that if you're looking at an underground mine, even when I was with big companies, reserve life was always short. And so you would say, oh, this company has had a 3 to 4 year reserve life for this project for 30 years. And that's just what underground mining is. You would never pay that much to develop a 10-year reserve life. It just doesn't make any sense in terms of your return on capital. You'll never do that. And then, you know, vertical development and access becomes issues, because drilling from surface just costs way too much, and, you know, you may never get there. So I can understand that. That doesn't have to be and shouldn't be the issue with an open pit. You should have a pretty good idea on a 10-plus-year mine life. That shouldn't be an issue. But as you go from measured to indicated, that could change. But another issue is these companies with options that the market really doesn't pay for and shouldn't pay for. Because those really what you want is free options. Either it's a warrant for some of these guys, or it's a free option. So I can have a multi-million ounce deposit that in this current gold price environment makes absolute net sense. But I'm not going to spend a cent on it. But if the gold price changes, there might be some guy with money that buys that asset off of me. Or I can build it myself off the free cash flow that I've got. But I've got all these options that the market's not paying me anything for. That's what I would look for, is I don't want the marginality in the current cash-flowing assets you have. I would want that marginality and the optionality on all the things you're not doing but still have in your portfolio.
So you are still focused on bottom-line earnings, but the fact of the matter is there does also need to be this upside wherever it might be, correct?
Exactly. And you can get that. If I was looking at two companies that had the same free cash flow yield, same debt levels, very good management teams, one on a very postage stamp land package, another one with a fraction explored with a big land package, a lot of structure, very good geo, that's the one I would pick for the same price, you know?
Makes sense, Joe. How many companies are you following right now that you really like?
There's not a lot of companies that I could say, like, I'm just starting on this side with respect to what we're looking for in the future. But, you know, like we've talked about before, like the Claude I can talk about because we put that into the paper, I put that in the paper, and the Lakeshore we talked about because I put that in the paper. And, you know, on the other side with exploration, I really like Mirasol. I really like what they're trying to do, and they give you... If you talk about diversification, because high risk is exploration, so it's like, is this going to work? But if somebody could think laterally and think, how do I give you diversification in a high-risk business like exploration? I give you multiple jurisdiction. I'm giving you Chile and Argentina. I'm giving you constant news flow because I'm not just doing high-altitude Andes where I can only work 4 months a year or 5 months a year. I can give you Patagonia and I can give you lower-altitude Andes, but also I'm doing gold and silver and I'm doing copper. And also what I'm trying to do is lower my expenditures by trying to bring in majors on joint ventures. So I'm bringing all that to you in a portfolio of news flow, in a portfolio of assets, with a portfolio of commodities, with a bit of geopolitical diversification. I'm not just a single asset deposit. This is all I know.
Sounds like those are the perfect companies. Obviously, there aren't a ton of them out there, but I like where you're going with this, Joe. I already have said to Brent that I like the direction he's taking it because it's the direction, too, that we're looking at. When you can find companies out there that don't need to keep going back to the market, you're in much, much better shape. I hope everybody enjoyed the second hour that was recorded live from the Cambridge House floor here in Vancouver. Everybody, come to our website, check out our daily editorials, leave whatever comments you want. We are happy to answer any and all questions.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.